Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
Happy Throwback Thursday.
My favorite thing.
TBT.
Hey, everybody. How you guys doing? You having a nice little winter time? Ready for some spring action?
This is where we pause and you respond.
Me too, you guys. Me too. I am so ready. Just want to thank you all for listening every week or twice a week. Some of you do that.
You're so sweet.
Or never
Kevin.
At all.
Or never at all.
I don't know. Maybe this is your first time. Welcome if it is.
And just to be clear, there's another podcast out there called Behind the Curtain, but it's a religious one.
Right.
So I don't, just to be clear, we are the musical theater one.
That's right. If you're listening to this expecting to hear about the Holy Book, and by Holy Book, you don't mean anything by Sondheim, then you've tuned into the wrong podcast.
So. Our Holy Book was written by Michael Stewart.
That's right.
And Joe Masteroff. That's who wrote our Holy Book, ladies
that's
and
right.
gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. Goodness.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm doing pretty well.
Oh, that's so
things
wonderful to hear.
Busy, but good.
We should tell our listeners, Kevin and I are collaborating on a project together.
Yeah, we are.
Which is so fun. I'm directing. Kevin is music directing.
Tis true.
And it is called The Anxiety Project, mm-hmm. and it is a new musical.
That's right.
It's going to get a reading downtown in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Or maybe
although by the time this airs, it'll be done by then.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. And we had a great time and we're still friends.
We're still friends and we're still talking, which is very hard for collaborators to do sometimes. But we are still talking. We're having a grand old time.
No, I enjoy collaborating with you in that regard. Like when you're a director and I'm music director and we get to play
here.
In the sandbox like that.
Definitely same here. Do. It's so much fun. You're so good at what you do. So
it's
absolute joy. Now take us on the road, folks. We have a lot of listeners listening to us from Australia. So Australia, bring us down under.
Hi, guys.
And we would be more than happy to come on down and, you know, offend your entire country and then do a musical. We apologize for what our president said to you. We still love you.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, guys.
Bring us back.
Keep bringing us musical theater, though. We love it.
Yes.
Yeah, and your performers. My goodness. Jeez.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So much talent.
Oh,
we have a lot of students that are Australian too.
A lot of Australian students. And we have a lot of Australian listeners, and we appreciate you guys all so much. We hope we all get to meet you at some point.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Robert.
I have a favorite thing.
What is your favorite thing?
Not talking like this, because I think people... Okay. We just lost Australia. Too much.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, guys.
This was more offensive than the president's phone call today. Yeah, you're right. Apparently, yeah. It's like,
just stop singing recitative, please.
Please. I said the same thing to Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's like, I don't know what else to do.
Although I am very curious about Sunset Boulevard. I hear the orchestra's on stage. I'm curious.
It's wonderful.
You saw it?
I saw it.
You asked.
It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, wow. You even shrug your shoulders and, yeah. Okay.
She's genius. I did not see her originally.
Yeah. The Glenn Close. Yeah.
But the people I went had, and they said she is.
She's aged into the role.
But yeah. Now it's, well, she's more developed in the role, right? Wouldn't you say it? I think it resonates.
Lived a little
probably.
More life. Lived, yeah.
God, do I love Sunset Boulevard, though.
Wow. That's a favorite of yours, huh?
I like the musical, but I really love the movie.
Ah, see. Confession, I'm not a big movie person, Rob. I've never seen the movie.
Oh, my God. We should have a movie night. All right. It's so good.
Yeah?
Oh, it's so good.
Cool.
And actually, I think this is on YouTube. They used to do these things. Do you remember when they used to take screenplays and do them on stage as a live reading?
No.
They used to do this a while ago. Huh. And they just posted on YouTube the Sunset Boulevard one. It was with Ben Kingsley, Patrick Wilson, and Angelica Houston.
What do you find? How in the world do you find this stuff?
You know, I got a lot of free time. I got a lot of free time.
Oh,
I literally
God.
Dress up like Norma Desmond and walk down my apartment
God.
Stairs.
You're like, with one look. Oh, man.
I am big. It's my apartment that got small. Actually, with my shaved head, I want to be Max the Butler.
Oh, that's nice.
The George Hearn role.
That's good.
Oh, I love George Hearn.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, I love him. We've tried to get him.
He lives upstate or something, right?
He was living upstate, and now he lives in Florida, so it would have to be a phone call, but we love George Hearn.
We're huge fans of
George, if you are listening, I don't know why you are. go do something else. You deserve it. But if anybody knows how to get in contact with George, let us know, because we would love to have Mr. Hearn.
Totally.
Oh, I love his career so much.
Yeah.
I love when he sings, no matter what he sings. And he does this thing where his like mouth goes crooked.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Oh, it's but we totally buy it. Like it's fine. This is great.
Oh my God! But he's like his jaw is like an anaconda. Yeah. Like he just
how
like,
cool
draws
is it that he came back and did that Sweeney Todd concert in 2005?
Yeah,
or 2000
earlier than that. 2000, 2001 in San Francisco, right?
That's right. I mean, reprising that role again and still singing the crap out of it.
I knew him as Sweeney Todd first. Mm-hmm. That he was Sweeney Todd, and so then when I was like, oh, he was Lacage too. Mm-hmm. I was like, how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't sound right. He's supposed to be this effeminate, you know, drag star. I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. So I went down to Lincoln Center and I watched the original.
Mm.
He's brilliant.
Really?
He's brilliant.
Wow.
He is. It looks nothing or sounds nothing like Sweeney Todd.
Wow.
I also do like him on the Chicken Little episode of The Golden Girls.
I love that episode. That's a great episode.
A piece of good luck has fallen in my lap.
I love that you have it. You know it like that well.
It was a piece of blue sky fell onto her head. The wherefore and why is best left unsaid.
Oh, sorry. Sondheim, eat your heart out.
Actually, Sondheim wrote that for the show.
Great. That's great. That's great.
Here you go, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you want, George? Foxy Loxy?
How did we get on this tangent?
No,
I used to not say those things out loud, and now I just say them out loud.
George, something about George Hearn.
I don't know.
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, and then before that, I don't know. Like,
I saw Sunset Boulevard. I liked it.
Yep.
Glenn Close. It was good. With one look. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Throwback Thursday.
My name is Kevin David Thomas.
I'm Rob Schneider, and we're recounting the last 7 minutes of your life.
And we're stone cold sober, too.
And we are stone cold sober, which is a change.
So welcome.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I want to get on?
What?
I want to get on that Broadway Wasted podcast.
Right?
They sound like they're having a great time over there. Broadway Wasted, we love you guys.
Yeah.
We'll drink with you anytime, anywhere.
Yes.
Either we come to us, or you come to us, or we come to you.
We'll bring the booze.
Let's have... What's your drink of choice?
Me?
Yeah.
Me, like anyone else here? No. Many different tastes. I do love the vodka very much. I enjoy it. If we were to drink booze, that Gershwin vodka song, yes. Yeah. That Dorothy Loudon version is amazing.
Too good for this room. Too good for this song.
That's funny.
Thank you.
And I do love a nice scotch. I will say that.
Scotch.
What about you? What's your drink of
choice? I'm usually in the winter and fall, it's Jack and Diet.
Ooh, ooh.
And then in the spring and summer, it's Amaretto Sour.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that pathetic? I got my drinks.
That's really sweet.
Got my drinks. Broadway Wasted. Maybe we'll take a cue from you guys.
I know.
We'll start drinking, but I'm not good at holding my liquor. I just started throwing up in the middle of an interview.
I always wanted to do like a episode where we get drunk and talk about the history of a show, kind of like Drunk History does. You know?
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
And maybe act it out a little bit.
Oh, with sock puppets or with real people?
Sock puppets. That sounds good.
I think that's always on the cheap.
With one look. That's me doing my sock puppet hand.
With one
oh my
look.
Goodness. All right, so favorite things today. What's your favorite thing, my friend?
My favorite thing is a musical that we have not discussed before.
Okay.
Because that was a Seinfeld. Did you hear that? Jesus, that was horrible. That was horrible.
My
music. Why do they call it a musical? I don't know why. They sing and they dance. Jason Alexander, he would be great to get for this podcast.
Yeah, he would. And we wouldn't have to talk about Seinfeld or anything, Jason. We would just want to talk about the musical theater stuff.
How many times do you say Lenny in Good Old Lenny?
Exactly.
Good old Lenny. Good old Lenny. Oh, maybe I should ask him about Good Old, not so much Lenny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Boy, what question?
Well, I mean, you lost me, so I'm sure if you lost a couple other listeners.
No, I'd ask Jason about personals.
Yeah, good one.
I'd ask him about the play
Accomplice. That was one of your very, very first throwbacks.
It was. I really love
Thursdays,
it. I really love it.
Speaking of, what's your throwback Thursday today?
We're going to take you back to 1977.
Carmelina?
No, we're not going to go back that far. We're not going to go back to Carmelina.
Did it play on Broadway?
It did.
Okay.
And it was very revolutionary in a way that's being used all the time now.
No, it's not like Ain't Misbehavin' or something like
that.
No,
it's not Ain't Misbehavin'.
Because we've already talked a lot about that.
Yeah, it's not with Richard.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, but I cannot think of what it could be.
For some, it's pot. For some, it's booze. Everybody today is turning on.
Is that I Love My Wife?
It is I Love My Wife.
Oh my goodness.
A simple life. It must have been when highs were lucky. And oh shit, I used to know this.
Oh, everyone's favorite.
One Pink Lady and wow, it turned them on.
Everyone's favorite swinging musical, right? It's about the couples that are swingers, right?
It is
open relationship or something.
Swingers. They are swingers.
Like classic 70s. Subject matter. One. Two. Three.
So you know it. You know it.
Yeah, I know. I Love My Wife. Cy Coleman.
Michael Stewart,
right? No.
Cy Coleman, Michael Stewart. So once again, for our listeners who aren't familiar with it, like you said, we're in the middle of the 70s. The sexual. Now, here's the interesting thing about the show. I think the sexual revolution was going on in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah. Some people say the 60s really was like 66 to 76 or something like that. You know, like.
Oh, really?
I've heard that.
That's so interesting.
And the war and all that. You know?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. The movie that came out that was really big was called Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice, which was right in the middle of the sexual revolution. It was Elliot Gould and Robert Culp and Diane Cannon and Natalie Wood. And it was it's the same plot as I Love My Wife. It's a married couple and a married couple that decide that they're going to swap partners.
Right, there's like a picture on the cast album that has like all four of them in bed together.
Yeah, right.
You know, like
so that came out in the middle of the sexual revolution, and then years later, because I know when the sexual revolution was dying down.
Yeah.
Then I Love My Wife came out, and a lot of people today go, "Well, you really can't do it today because it's dated," and you know, with the idea that there's more sexual diseases now than there were previously,
right.
It's not so. But I disagree. I think it is such a fun score. I think it's charming. I think it's lighthearted. I actually. What a tie-in. I saw it in L.A. when Reprise did it, and it was Jason Alexander in it.
Nice.
And it was wonderful. So for those of you who don't know, it's actually the same plot. It's two very boring suburban couples in New Jersey who decide that they are going to have a night of wife swapping.
Amazing.
You get my wife, I get your wife, and the complications that ensue.
Wow.
But the score is really revolutionary. And like I said, there's Everybody Today is Turning On, which I love, which is literally a song about how drugs have taken over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love it so much from this version, but from the Rock Hudson B. Arthur version that they did from the B. Arthur Variety Special.
Wait.
Have you never seen that?
What?
Oh, yeah. It's Rock Hudson and B. Arthur singing Everybody Today is Turning On. He's reading off of cue cards and can't sing, and she's doing her traditional, like...
speak singing.
And like... it's brilliant. So we will post that for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But such songs as, like, I Love My Wife, Married Couple Seeks Married Couple, Hey There, Good Times, Here I Am,
Da-da-da.
Welcome Back, Your Lover.
Nice.
I used to know all these lyrics, and now I don't know. And
so you used to listen to this album a lot, didn't you?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, my God, I love
because
it.
Because it featured two of my favorite female performers.
Joanna Gleason?
The wonderful Joanna Gleason, the baker's wife.
The baker's wife.
Was that me? And oh, is that him?
Yes. Eileen
Graff.
Graff. Randy.
Niece to Randy Graff. Niece, oh, sorry, no, cousin. Sorry. Cousin to Randy Graff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Todd Graff's sister.
I think.
Yeah, Todd Graff's sister. And one of my personal favorites, the mom from Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing. She was the mom?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
and Mr. Belvedere had one of the best theme songs ever.
Sing it for me, please.
Streaks on the channel, never mattered before. Who cares when you drop kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one stared, but sometimes things get turned around and no one's there. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that you can get.
That was not by Charles Strauss.
No, that was actually by Rudolph Frimmel.
You know, you had me for a split second, and then I was like, all right.
All hands look out below.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, no, so anyway, so it's Eileen Graff, Joanna Gleason, yeah. James Naughton.
And the band was James Naughton, and the band was on stage.
Yes, and the great Lenny Baker, who won a Tony Award for his performance. And unfortunately, then he was very young. He passed away like four or five years after.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then what you were going to say, which is our big point in all of this, this is what made it revolutionary. Say it again, Kevin. What makes it revolutionary? The band?
It was on stage.
The band was not only on stage, they contributed to the show.
Right.
They were the ensemble.
And interesting side note, fun fact, is that the bass player is one man named John Miller, who today is one of the best, biggest, most famous music contractors in the business. In fact, we should have him on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
He's a music, meaning he's the one that when you're doing a Broadway show, you call up John Miller and he tells you which orchestra members to hire because you're like, I'm doing a jazz musical. And he knows all the jazz guys that you should be, you know, playing in your pit. He's a legend
Kevin,
in his own right.
I'm so stupid. I'm doing a concert with John Miller. I've never realized this.
Drop my mic. Yeah, he's in the pictures on the album. Like, you can see, it's like John Miller bass, you know? And there he is, you know? And
I am so stupid. I never put that together.
But he also is the contractor for all these shows. And so I've always known his name because I'm the nerdy guy who always looked in the back at all the music people that worked on a show. And it was, I mean, now he gets billing. I mean, but yeah, John Miller, he was a part of that. That was it. But they interacted with him on stage,
I don't know when this will air, but I'm going to promote it anyway because I think you should come see it because you get to actually see John. February 18th, which is a Saturday, Saturday night, February 18th, Saturday night, Feinstein's 54 Below, Don Scardino.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who was in the original King of Hearts and who's directed Lennon on Broadway. Mm-hmm. But his big thing is he's a big TV director. He's done like most of 30 Rock, Kimmy Schmidt, all that stuff. He's doing a concert and John is in the concert with him. John is his accompanist.
That's cool.
And you're also going to get to see Jane Krakowski.
Love it.
And Paul Schaefer. They're all going to be in the concert.
That's
but
cool.
But I know it's so sad. We're going to be like, can Jane and John and Paul Schaefer move out of the way so I can see John Miller a little bit more?
Totally.
Are there any questions? Yeah, Jane, can you move aside? Yeah, John.
Just, John, step forward a
little
bit.
Tell me about I Love My Wife.
Totally.
So I Love My Wife is a fun score. It's a great score. Like you said, what makes it really revolutionary is you've only got four characters, and then the band is our Greek chorus.
That's right.
Which we had never seen before. But now...
It's kind of fun, though.
Kind of see it all the time.
I'd love to see it done again. I would really, in New York City, at least.
I would love to, too. And like I said, when I saw it in L.A., it was Jason Alexander, Patrick Cassidy.
Nice.
And the women were Leah Thompson and Vicki Lewis.
Huh.
And it was wonderful. And Lonnie Price directed it.
Oh, nice.
And it was a joy, an absolute joy.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm hoping it'll come back at some point in some shape or form. So I love...
Fun.
I Love My Wife. What do you love?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I, too, have a show. This is a musical by a songwriting team that we all know and love, but it's a musical that we don't may not all know and love this musical.
The songwriting team is Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Am I right?
Oh, no, I was actually making a guess. It wasn't Rodgers and
Hammerstein. Close. A little later.
Bach maybe. And Harnick.
Right era. Same era.
Kander and Ebb.
Getting warmer. But their big hit, which is still running, was off-Broadway.
Oh, it's Jones and Schmidt.
That's correct.
It's Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt.
So this is one of their musicals that is licensed. You can get this musical, although I've never, ever heard of any production being done. There was a production that was done in 1982. It was out of town with Diana Rigg, but it did not do well.
Yes.
It did not come to town.
Colette
Collage is what it's now called, based on the true story of this French female novelist who wrote Gigi and another French, I forget what it was. I'm sorry, I wrote it down, but I can't read my own handwriting. But she was basically, there's two sides of this story, the first act, second act. And on this concept CD that Varese Sarabande, is that how you say that album, record company?
I think so. I've never known how to pronounce it.
Yeah, Bruce Kimmel's record company. In 1994, they put out a studio cast recording that had quite a few people that we actually interviewed. Judy Kay being one of them. George Lee Andrews is on it. Larry Moore, who we interviewed for orchestrations.
Yeah.
He did the orchestrations of this recording, but it's the great Jones and Schmidt who did Fantastics and I Do and 110 in the Shade. And this is this musical about this woman who turn of the century, in the first act she is very much she's a ghostwriter for her husband, who is kind of abusive, does not respect her for what she has, and she basically makes him for who she is, even though she just gets thrown to the side. Then she leaves him. In the second act, you see an older, wiser woman who then takes on the lover of a younger man, and she kind of changes her image. It's a portrait of a very strong woman, and that's what a piece is about. And in the first act, it's Judy Blazer. Second act, Judy Kay plays the part on the CD. The score is straight up Jones Schmidt. They're catchy tunes. They are fun to listen to. You get a sense of this journey of this character, what she's taking in the fight she has to have in the first act to find her own voice. And then the second act, you know, owning her own voice and really being proud of that. It's something that I listened to years ago when I first discovered it in college, I think in like 2099, and I've always loved it. I've always loved the score. It's something I would listen to for a nice old school musical theater sound that is still smart, well written, has great singers on the album.
Yeah.
And you might find some songs that you know, that you never knew before. The Room is Filled with You is a great song. Be My Lady that Jason Gross sings is a fantastic male song. It's a real fun score, and I think it's a little gem that not a lot of people know about and is worth giving a listen to, especially if you love, you know, you know, Fantastics, or I Do, you know, that era.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
As writers.
And I know you've worked quite a bit with them.
I was lucky. I got to work with Tom Jones firsthand. We did an all-star concert of I Do.
Love
with
it.
Different married couples. Either they were a real life married couple like Patrick Page and Paige Davis, or they had played a couple on stage. So like right. Chip Zine and Barbara Walsh from Falsettos reunited. And it was great. But he is still with it. You know, he still goes and sees the Fantastics like every 2 weeks to do a check-in.
I believe it. I mean, years ago when I auditioned for him when I auditioned for Fantastics.
Oh really? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, yeah, he directs it. I mean, he's the director.
Oh, yeah, he's there.
Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere, which I think is great. They are so underappreciated because I think
so too.
I think when people look at how the musical changed from being a traditional book musical into what we know as these concept musicals, they usually go, okay, well, then, you know, we've got these great golden age musicals. Now we're going to jump to Cabaret and Hair. I'm like, you forget the Fantastics.
It was a total concept
like
musical.
You're kind of forgetting the Fantastics.
And they developed their own little collective in the 60s, and that's how they did Celebration, the musical that no one ever talks about that they wrote.
Was that with Dick Latessa?
I have no... Again, I don't know much about it.
I'm thinking of Philemon, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then they have a lot of musicals that have great music in them, but are really never got produced, unfortunately. Roadside.
It's not with Harvey Schmidt, but Tom Jones's Harold and Maude.
Oh, yeah.
It was wonderful.
They wrote that, and unfortunately, the Thornton Wilder estate said no, but they did the Our Town treatment.
It was called Grover's Corners.
Yeah.
What the hell happened with that?
They wrote a whole score, and I would love to know the backstory. I'm sure Tom could tell us, but they did a whole Our Town musical, and then the Wilder estate said no.
And it toured.
Yeah.
It toured for a while, and Tom was the stage manager in it. You know, so bizarre to me.
And I find it interesting that they went after a musical like Our Town that is also kind of a concept play.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
So true.
And it's not exactly literal. So I think that they always, you know, I think part of the reason why maybe they didn't have their Wicked is because, I mean, arguably, you know, Fantastics is that in its small way. But because they were kind of, they thought outside the box. They were they did whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah, I agree.
Which I respect deeply.
I so agree with you, my friend. Yeah, so I Love My Wife, Cy Coleman, Michael Stewart score, Michael Stewart book too.
Yeah.
And then... Colette Collage,
Tom Jones, Harvey Schmidt. Nice studio recording of that. Check it out, you guys.
There's a funny story really quickly about Colette Collage, and then I'm so sorry.
You do?
I had heard this. I don't know if this is true. So this is an alleged story.
I love your alleged stories.
That when Colette Collage did not work, Diana Rigg, who was starring in it, privately was talking to an interviewer and was like, oh, yeah, you know, it's my fault. It's all my I didn't set up the story correctly. Let me set it up correctly. Diana Rigg was going to do an interview, and the interviewer said to her, listen, before we go out there in front of like 300 or 400 people and do this interview, can we talk about Colette Collage? And Diana Rigg said, yeah, it's my fault. I didn't do a good job of it. I didn't know what to do. It was my fault. I screwed it up. Great. Go out there, do the interview. The first thing the interviewer asks her is, so, you know, let's talk about Colette. And she goes, ugh, boy, they really screwed me on that one. Couldn't write anything for me, you know, wouldn't take any of my notes or suggestions. So that's the story, that there's a private Colette story Diana Rigg tells, and then there's the public one.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true, but I love that story.
I like
story
to believe it is. It's a good alleged.
Like, yeah, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I screwed it up. It was me. I didn't know what the hell they were doing. So anyway, Colette. Collage, which is now its full title, Colette Collage.
I believe so, yes.
And I Love My Wife.
Love My Wife.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
I dreamed a dream of days to come, where sponsorship is high and money is forthcoming.
That's beautiful, Kevin.
I really added a voice onto that one, too. I really was trying to go for something there.
Listeners, we love creating this podcast, but it does cost money. Please don't make me sell my Angel record.
Oh my gosh, the original cast recording of Angel.
That like nobody has.
Nobody has it.
If you like what we are doing and want us to keep doing more of it, please head over to patreon.com.
What?
That's P-A-T. patreon.com.
Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah,
Patreon.
Rion.
Patreon.
Yeah, and once you're there, search for Behind the Curtain Broadway's Living Legends. And of course, we don't expect you to give without receiving some great rewards.
Such rewards include behind-the-scenes videos, shout-outs on future episodes, or episodes, depending on what part of the country you're from, because I said episodes, and early access to some of our podcasts. Hell, for the right price, Kevin and I will come to your apartment and act out all of Agnes of God.
So head over, friends, to patreon.com to help us out.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.